live? Hey, where's my Love intro?
Talk Radio.
There we go.
You're listening to Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut, with your host, Leo Garrett.
Yes.
It's about to go, down. Right here on WTLC Dog Radio.
Yo, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Leo Garrett. Yes, I am live, raw, and in effect, back from my Empire vacation. You know, if you've been listening to me, I was doing pretty good, had a good little fan base until Empire started coming on at the same time I was on, and lo and behold, my fan base disappeared. So, your boy is back live right here with your boy Relationship, with your boy Leo Garrett, live on Relationship CPR. Man, I got a topic. I actually been waiting to talk about this for like a month, but, you know, I had to wait for Empire to go off because, you know, I'd have been talking to myself. So, hell, I don't know. I might be talking to myself tonight anyway. But anyway, I'm just going to talk to myself. If anybody's out there listening, you know, holler at your boy. Hit me up at 657-383-0097. Or you can hit us up in the chat room, and my beautiful engineer, Jay, will get you live with your boy, Leo Garrett, right here on Relationship CPR. So, let me just give a few comments before I get going. And I'm telling you, tonight, we're talking about faithful men. Do they exist? Okay? I have interviewed a lot of brothers, blacks, whites, Hispanic dudes for this topic right here that I'm going to share with you guys. So, you know, I hope all y'all, I'm going to take a break before I actually go off into the topic. So, you know, you guys could, like, email and text all y'all friends. Tell them your boy Leo Garrett is talking about faithful men, because this is a question that all women want to know the answer to. So call all your girls, hit them up on Facebook, hit them up on Instagram, tell them that they need to be tuned in to Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut, because your boy Leo Garrett is talking about faithful men. Do they exist in the world? You know, we've gotten a bad rap as men, all women, it don't matter, you know. It's just been passed down that men are no good, all men are dogs, you know, we good, take care of our family and all this, but, you know, all women think that all men think with a small brain and not their big brain. But I'm here to tell you, I have answers to that question. So now, let me get my riff-raffing off right quick. If any of you guys out there are computer savvy, okay, there is a virus, a ransom virus. What the hell is that thing called? Anyway, I got that shit on one of my computers, on my laptop. And, hold on, let me look it up and figure out, because, you know, I've been so pissed off about it that I can't even forget. I can't even remember what the hell the name of it. Anyway, it is a virus that encrypts. It gets into your computer through Microsoft software and Adobe programs. And what it does, it encrypts your entire computer. It locks your shit up. Oh, hell, I can't even think of what it's called now. But anyway, it got on my laptop. I mean, this shit encrypts your entire computer where nothing works. And then the fuckers that created it sends you a ransom note on the same computer saying, if you don't pay us for the key to decrypt the computer, you're going to lose all your information. Not only are these some arrogant fuckers that creates a virus like this and sends you a letter, but if you don't respond in a timely manner, the fee goes up for the decryption code. I'm like, what kind of shit is this? And so then I start, you know, looking at it on the internet, And a lot of people have been affected by this virus. I can't think of the name of it, nothing right now. I thought I had it written down somewhere. But anyway, I mean, shit, my laptop's fried, man. I mean, I looked online. There's some computer dude that knows how to hack it or whatever. But, you know, for a computer illiterate like myself and a lot of other people, you know what I'm saying? You can look at this video 100 damn times and still can't figure out what the hell the dude's doing. So, you know, of course, I called one of my computer guru friends to come get the computer and see if he can, you know, fix it. I mean, worst case scenario, you just got to wipe the whole damn hard drive clean, take the hard drive out and toss it and put another one in. But, I mean, the whole point of what I'm telling you guys, I don't care if you use a laptop or a desktop, man, hook a damn external hard drive up to your stuff and back your information up. Because, man, these cats out here are some wicked. That is some wicked bullshit to create. And, you know, the government just going to find them and give them a job. But to create something like that, to just fuck up people's computers and then send a ransom. I mean, it's just amazing. Send a ransom note. And the ransom note is in, like, 50 different languages and shit. These are smart-ass hackers out here and some of these computer people, but they just putting all their energy in the wrong place. So, anyway, I just had to get that out. And if I think of that virus before the show's out, I want to tell you guys what it's called. And if not, I'll tell you guys next time, or I'll just post it on Facebook. But, I mean, just my whole computer, my laptop just gone, wiped out. Shit's dead. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. Grab something to drink, and when we come back, we're going to talk about faithful men, because I know every woman, see, if I had a big platform like Steve Harvey, every damn body and their mama would be glued to this conversation tonight, but since I don't, you know, I'm just a little dude on internet radio trying to get my hustle on and get the word out. So anyway, when y'all come back, I'm going to break that stuff down for you. This is your boy Leo Garrett. I will be back in a few minutes in the commercial.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at all understand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. Nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Stay with me.
boy Leo, yo, your boy is back. Hey, you know what? That virus is called Crypto Wall 3.0. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that shit is crazy. Okay, so, anywho, it's your boy Leo Garrett, and you are tuned in to Relationship CPR. Now, our subject for tonight is faithful men. Do they exist? The answer is yes. They are out there. They are out there. Now, the key to a faithful man, though, now, remember, I've had this conversation with a lot of different men. They have a lot of different answers. They have a lot of different scenarios of why they are faithful. But now, let me tell you guys something, okay? And I know women always, they'll never want to hear the truth when they throw it at them. But every guy that I talked to that said they were faithful guys all admitted to having a woman at home that completely took care of them. I'm just saying. I'm not talking about, you know, taking care of them like changing their damn diapers and shit like that. I'm talking about physically, mentally, spiritually, and sexually. Okay? From what I gather from talking with these guys, okay, and women, I want y'all to really think about what I'm about to say. I want y'all to really look at yourself and think about your own self. You know what? Ask yourself this as a woman, okay? If you was a man, would you marry yourself? I mean, just plain and simple. Ask yourself that. I see a lot of times, you know, because men, we get the bad rap, you know, because, you know, men, you know, we go through our phases where, you know, men, they want to smash everything they can find and all this. But when you find that special one, you know what I'm saying? She's special because of who she is, what she is. She's special to you. You're like you, your husband is special to you. Just like, you know, you're that special one for that man. But here's where it gets hairy at, okay? Because when you're in a relationship with someone, if we're going to throw it all on the table. The first couple of years, couple of months, it's all good. But then all those C words start coming into the relationship. You get complacent, okay? You get complacent. You rather compromise versus handling the situation. Everything becomes then you have the communication issues. Then everything's a give or take. Well, I give you this, you give me that. I mean, some women actually say shit like this to their husband. Well, you know, I give you sex, you buy me a car. I give you this, and you buy me a diamond. Come on, man. In reality. Okay, and this goes same for women too. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? I'm not going to throw the women under the bus tonight. Okay, but I'm going to tell you, I get so tired of hearing women say bullshit like, I'm married. I would never put myself in a compromising situation. You know what, man? You are a human being, okay? I think a lot of times women put such unrealistic expectations in a relationship that it seems ridiculous, and you end up actually sabotaging the relationship versus enhancing the relationship. Now, all the faithful guys that said, dude, I've done that. I've played the game. You know, I've had 2, 3, 4, 5 chicks, and I asked them, well, what's the difference? What makes you do right with this one? Because women have this concept that if a man's a cheater, or if he's cheated once, he's always going to do it. Well, see, let's look at this realistically. See, men get the bad rap about cheating because a man that's cheating always got some sort of damn paper trail attached to his ass. Okay? Because like I said before, women cheat, but women don't have a paper trail. Women don't pay for hotels. They don't pay for dinners. They just show up, eat, drink, you know, get screwed, go home like ain't nothing happened, walk right in the house, kiss their husband, hop in the bed. You don't have a paper trail. But me as a man and a lot of other brothers out here, we get tired of hearing that every man is a cheater. Every man is this. Every man is that. Okay, yeah, we got our thugs out. We got the hoodlums. We got everybody that don't do right. But you got women. You got just as many women cheaters than you do men. Now, if you ask all the women, well, how many of y'all be faithful? See, women a lie. They won't never come clean with you. But how many of y'all been faithful? How many of y'all have cheated? How many of y'all still got that one dude? He might not be worth two fucking pennies. But there's always that one guy that, you know, I don't care who you married to. If you get back, you know, you see him out of town or something, you're going to let him smash. But nobody won't admit to that. No woman going to admit to that. Some will, but most won't. You know, and the thing is, women do a lot of stone throwing at guys about, you know, relationship issues. But a woman never, ever wants to look in the mirror and admit to herself where she's wrong at. I'm just saying, man, if y'all get mad, fuck it. Call in. You get mad, chat. Hit us in the chat room. You know, like I said, Empire's going off, so hopefully somebody is listening to me outside of Jade. But if not, you know, Jade, this conversation will be recorded. So on one of them days I'm having one of my moments where I'm feeling unappreciated, you can just replay it for everybody. But ask yourself, like I said in the beginning, look in the mirror and ask yourself, would you marry yourself? Okay, how many women would marry themselves? Probably not most of y'all asses. How many of y'all as a man would put up with the same crap that you put your man through? Okay, now, I'm just going to throw this out here. You know, and a lot of women hate to hear it, and they always get mad, you know, when you say it like this. But a lot of times, especially women, relationship women, dating, engaged, married, means you living together. When you in-house booty, you booty calling, you shacking, I don't care what you call it, but you living together. And I'm going to say this, and I know a lot of people are going to get offended, but fuck, I don't care. It's the internet radio. I can say what the hell I want to say. But 98% of the time, when your partner, male or female, go off cheating, a lot of times the person at home pushes them out the damn door. Don't nobody want to believe that shit. Women feel like a man should be able to keep his dick in his pants. Well, guess what? That's why you're in the house with me. But when you don't want to take care of me and I got to beg you for sex and it's 20 other women out here every day trying to give it to me, at some point, you're going to break down, just like with a woman. If your man ain't giving it to you, and I know plenty of men, I got married girlfriends, homegirls that cheat like 2-3 times a year. They never tell any dudes that they're married. They don't. Because, see, and I'm telling you guys something, men don't give a damn. A man does not care if your ass married or not. Women always ask men these dumbass questions. Okay? I'm gonna school y'all ladies on something real quick. And then I'm gonna get back to my subject. When you ask a man, does he have a girlfriend? And if he's married, he's gonna say no. That's the proper answer. You ask the wrong question. No man's gonna volunteer information to you. Especially if you on his, if he's trying to hit, you can't get mad when you find out the man was married. You asked the wrong question. You asked, do you have a girlfriend? Man said no. Well, you asked, well, do you have a lady? He said, well, I can get some when I feel like it. I mean, you know, men don't ask women stupid questions like that. Don't no man ask you, well, you know, you got a husband, you got a boyfriend. If you volunteer, fine. If not, the man don't give a damn. The man is worried about right here, right now, and where can we go with this? I don't care. No man cares if you got a husband. If you do, fine. Do you have him under control? Do you know where he's at all times? Okay? Can we make this happen without somebody going to jail? That's what all men need to know. All that other shit, women just ask men all these dumb questions, and then you get mad. Well, you know, I dated him for 6 months, and then I found out he was mad. Well, you didn't ask the right question. You asked, did he have a girlfriend? He told you no. That's the appropriate answer. You don't have a girlfriend, baby. He got a wife. You didn't ask if he had a wife. Okay, so now, I know I'm always getting off the subject, but all of that pertains to what I'm saying, okay? So now, the faithful guy, okay? There's a few out there. The faithful guy said, listen, man, I done played those games. I done had 2-3 women. I done did all that stuff. So I said, well, what makes this woman make you hang the player card up? Straight up, all the guys said the same thing. They said, A, she my best friend. B, she keeps me happy, not only at the house, but in the bed. Key thing, in the bed, keeps me happy in the house, okay? To some of y'all listening, that shit don't register, okay? To guys that have relationships, to women that have in-house boyfriends, in-house husbands, okay? Key thing, keeps me happy in the house. Let's deal with that first. Okay, get ready to go. What? Jay, what are you telling me? Oh, well, maybe that was some other comment. Okay. Now, listen to what I'm about to say. Like I said, if I'm talking to crickets out there, that's fine. Jay, you can play this show some other time. Now, key thing the dude said, keeps me happy in the house. One of the main reasons why couples have issues is because there is no happiness in the house. If you don't have happiness in the house, you damn sure ain't going to have no happiness in the bed. Meaning, when I come home from work, okay, as a man, let me get in the house first before you bombard me with all your problems. Ask me, hey, baby, how'd your day go? Women never ask a man that. Women, soon as you walk through the door, they go bombarding you with how their day went. They were screwed up. My coworkers suck. My boss suck. Blah, 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 blah. The kids, dude ain't even had time to get his shoes off. I'm telling you guys, that shit will wear a man down. Okay? When you talk to men, and now I'm going to tie this together. When you talk to men that are married and have girlfriends, one of the main reasons they say they enjoy being with their girlfriend is because the girlfriend brings peace of mind to them. They ain't got to hear all that babbling and shit when they get together. Like, if you got a girlfriend, she's single, she got her own crib and all that. Most of the married dudes spend more time over there because he's at peace. He's not hearing all these issues about what's going on, about the house, the mortgage, that, the car, that, your coworkers, your girlfriend, the kids, all of this shit. Okay. All right, we got our first hit right here. Karen said, but when you ask a man if he has a girlfriend, he knows what the hell you mean. It is his responsibility to correct it and say, no, I have a wife. Let me know what's your true status and give me the opportunity to choose whether I want to be your side chick or not. Karen, I agree with you on that. But guess what? Every man is not going to do that, baby. You asking the wrong question. You got to be specific and say, listen, do you have a girlfriend, a wife, a booty, a cut buddy, or whatever? So you got to run them all down. If you say, hey, you got a girlfriend, I mean, he giving you the right answer. It's not his job to correct it. Because think about this. Think about what I just said, Karen. Women will ask a man that shit. A man's not going to ask you if you got a boyfriend. He may not. He's going to say, hey, do you have somebody? That's how a man's going to say. Women want to be all specific all the time, but you're asking the wrong question. It's not his job to correct you, okay? If you're if you are feeling that dude, okay, and you say, hey, you got a girlfriend, and he say no, well, technically he had a wife. You didn't ask the right question. Women always assume that a man is going to say, well, okay, I know what you mean, but I'm going to volunteer this. Now, let me ask you this. How many times has a man asked you a question and you voluntarily said, well, no, but, and you interpreted and gave him the right answer? Y'all, women don't do that. Y'all don't do that. But y'all expect men to do that. Come on. Just be real. Next time you meet a dude, just run all three of them down. Just say, hey, you got a girlfriend, a wife, or a cut buddy. Simple. There you go. You hit all three. Now, there you go. You got the answer you're looking for. But if you just say, you got a girlfriend. Nah, I ain't got no girlfriend. I mean, I got a wife, but that's not what you asked me. Because a man is not going to ask you that, Karen. A man is not going to ask you, okay, if a man says, Karen, do you have a boyfriend? Most women will automatically say, well, now I'm married. Okay, now, if you tell that man you married, then he's going to say, okay, that's cool. So can we get together, grab a drink? He's still going to engage you. Women, yeah, I'm going to tell you what I think. And, you know, I've asked a million women this question also. A lot of times, and I did this on my relationship sabotage show, women try to put the damn horse before the cat, put the cars before the horse before the cat. Meaning, a woman try to size you up and figure out how a relationship going to go in the first date. She try to figure out how the next 3 years of the life going to go. That's the problem with women. Y'all try to figure out every damn thing within the first date, the second date, the third date, instead of letting it go. Letting it go day by day, and we work this thing out together. You know, how many times have a woman broke up with a man or vice versa, you know, 3-4 years down the road, and the first thing come out of a woman's mouth, I wasted 4 years of my life with that fool, and then that come out of it. Really? Let's just say out of those 4 years, how many dates you paid for? How many vacations you paid for? How many trips to the mall at his expense did you make? This is so unfair. That's why a lot of men just burned out from dealing with women. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not making no excuse, but a lot of brothers are just burned out from dealing with women. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, I know guys that are married that used to have girlfriends that are just burned out from dealing with girlfriends. And they just be like, screw it. I'm just going to stay home. My wife don't give me none. I just pop one off myself and keep it moving. It just ain't worth the hassle. But the question is always going to be, the guilt is always going to be thrown on the man. Okay? If a man wants to engage you, he don't care what you got going on once you leave me. If you got a husband, that's fine. If you got a boyfriend, that's fine. Long as you can keep this under control, we okay with that. I'm good with that. That's how a man is. A man's not going to go into detail. Then, like with a woman, if you say, well, okay, I'm married. Then women start digging. They want to know how tall your wife is. Well, what she do? Come on, man. Nobody got time for that. Men don't ask all them dumbass questions. And then you meet crazy women that ask you dumb questions like, well, when last time you got some? Shit, right before I came on this date with you. What kind of dumb question is that? A man's not going to ask you that. A man's not going to say, hey, Karen, when last time you gave somebody some? Men don't ask questions like that. Men don't care. I just want to get with you right here, right now, or down the road. I need you to let me know if we can make something happen. If not, cool. I'll buy this drink and walk away. But, you know, I mean, y'all just try to put the horse before the carriage, and, you know, you try to figure out everything on the first date. Is this dude husband material? He got kids? He got this? You try to figure everything out too fast. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. That's what a lot of men hate about dealing with women. Like, I have friends that if they would rather go back and redate someone that they've already been with versus trying to deal with somebody new and go through all that hoop jumping. You know, all that, oh, we got to get to know each other. you know, we going out to eat, but, you know, I mean, hell, you ain't volunteering to pay for nothing. But I'm just saying, we friends, but, you know, you want girlfriend benefits, but you want to be a friend. Men get drugged through the mud during the discovery, well, you know, as they say in legal language, the discovery period. You know, I'm spending all this damn money for you to figure out if you like me when I ask you for some. Well, you know, I don't really like you like that. Well, shit, you liking me when you was eating. I'm just saying men are tired of getting used. But, okay, Karen, I hope I answered your question. I went all off the topic again. Which is why I rarely take commercial breaks, because I be running my mouth so damn much that I have so much I want to say. So now, let's get back to what I was originally saying about the main thing why these guys say they faithful. A, because woman they're with makes them happy at home. So you got to realize this. Like, if you talk to one of your boys, talk to one, a lot of times women, trust me, ask your friends, men, they'll tell you. They will keep it real, they'll keep it raw with you. Ask your male friends about relationship issues. Trust me, they're going to keep it real because they're not a threat. They just your friends. But a lot of married guys that got girlfriends, they enjoy being over the girlfriend. How come the girlfriend keep them happy in the house? I mean, it sounds dumb, but, you know, when you married or, you know, you got to live in, it almost seems like most men can't find any peace at the house. I mean, it's like soon you walk through the door, you get bombarded with all these problems. Nobody's asking you how your day went. Everybody else's day comes before yours. You know, it's your wife's day, your girlfriend. Then you got to listen to her job issues. You got to listen to what happened at school. Then you got to listen to her girlfriend's man issues. Man, come on, man. You go to your girlfriend's house, she already got you a drink ready. You just sit on the couch and listen to some jazz, and your girlfriend will lay on your chest and say, well, how's your day go? Your wife, shit, she ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Your girlfriend, she might do it the first year, but after that, she get complacent. She know you coming home. Now every time you call, you almost hate to go home, like a lot of other dudes. Like, damn, I'm going to work overtime. You trying to figure out a reason not to go home, because as soon as you walk through the door, it's a whole bunch of headaches thrown at you. You can't get no peace at the house. All the faithful guys, they say, yo, man, this woman gives me peace. When I come home, you know, I ain't got to be fussing about the laundry not done. She may have made dinner, or she even took the initiative. Listen, that is a valuable word in a relationship, ladies. Initiative. Or she took the initiative in order that, since she knew she didn't feel like cooking, she took the initiative in order to take out. You know what I'm saying? If you know you ain't cooking, and then as soon as your man walked through the house, you're going to pass by 100 damn grocery stores. Or he on the way home, you're going to call him and say, oh, could you stop at the grocery store and get something for dinner? Hey, get the hell out of here. You just passed by 100 damn grocery stores just like I did. Why couldn't you stop? That's like it. You get complacent. You start taking everything for granted. And then soon, the man just don't even want to come home. You're not making him peaceful at home. I'm just saying, the faithful guys, they said that was the biggest thing. And now I'm just going to throw this out there. A lot of these faithful guys were like in their late 40s, early 50s, early 60s. They had women that have been married, divorced. You know, they have dated some knuckleheads or whatever they like. I don't know. But at that age, I guess, they kind of figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Because a man will tell you in so many ways, just like a woman will, I'm not happy. It's not working. I need you to fix this. Please fix it. Because I'm going to tell you, don't know, man. You know what? Women always think that it's so gravy being a man out here. Man, I don't care what the numbers are. Like Atlanta, 20 to 1. Hell, you're going to go through 25, 30 women trying to find a good one. That's a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of wasted conversation. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm just throwing it out there. Now, another key point with these faithful guys is that they all agreed that they woman also kept them happy in the bedroom. Meaning, and this is the part I just can never figure this one out. You know what I'm saying? How a woman, and this goes by vice versa, because there are some men out there that kind of, you know, slacking in the bed too. So, you know, I'm not saying this conversation, I mean, it's titled Faithful Men, but, you know, I'm also, you know, bending it to apply to faithful women and vice versa. And the behavior is not one, it's both sides. It's male and female, okay? Because if you're not getting satisfied in the bedroom, I don't give a damn who you married to. I don't give a damn how much money they got. If you're not satisfied in the bedroom, at some point, it might take months, it might take years. At some point, you're going to creep, man. Hey, it is what it is. Nobody wants to hear the truth, but it is what it is. Women will sit there and lie all fucking damn day. I never cheat. You know what? I worked in a hospital for 13 years. And I'm going to tell you, every married chick that told me they wouldn't cheat, I knew somebody that hit it. Okay? Man, come on, man. The worst thing you can do is always portray like you innocent. I mean, everybody's human. You vulnerable. But that's a whole nother show right there. You know what I'm saying? But you're not happy in the bedroom, either the female or the man. At some point, you are going to cheat. The difference is a woman has no paper trail when she cheats. None. She just show up, eat, drink, get it, go home. The man always got the paper trail. That's why men always get damn caught. Men always get caught because men always got the paper trail. I mean, nowadays, you can't fucking pay cash no hotels no more. You know, unless you're in the hood and ain't no chick that got some class about herself trying to be going to no damn Motel 8, you know, at 45, 60 years old, driving no damn Mercedes and that Motel 8 in the back room somewhere. That ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? You can't take no chick to KFC no more and think you're going to get some. Hell no. These women want to be treated. Even if you're creeping, you still got to treat your girlfriend like she a wife. You do. And in most cases, I know some dude here treat the girlfriend better than the wife because the girlfriend treat them better than the wife. I'm just saying. But these faithful guys, they made a point to say that. They woman takes care of them 100% in the bedroom. I don't care what it is. And, you know, I didn't get into any specifics. But I'm just saying, I don't understand. And if there's a woman out there that can help me understand this, please call me at 657-383-0097 or hit us up in the chat room and Jay to get it to me. But if there's a woman out here that can help me understand this, please let me know. I do not understand for the life of me how a woman wants a man to take care of them, to be their protector, to be what everything that you want this man to be. But in the bedroom, there's certain things that you just will not do. Okay. I understand certain things you will not do. When it comes to shit like, you know, I want to bring a friend over, can we do a threesome? But when it's just you and your partner, I just can't understand why a woman wants a man to be a man, be everything that she wants a man to be, but at the same time, you want to say no. Well, you know, I want to do this. I want to try this type of sex. No, I don't do that. I wasn't raised that way. Well, hell, you weren't raised to live in this big-ass house and drive that damn $100,000 car, but I don't see you turning that shit down. I'm just saying, ladies, you only set your man up to push him out the door. So same with men. I know women that have been married. I know women. I got homegirls that married men that they didn't love. They married them because they knew they was going to be good providers. They suck in the bedroom the whole night. They been having damn affairs every 3 fucking years the whole time they been married. Okay, but hey, I ain't the one to judge because they my friend. But the thing is this. How can you ask a man to be a man and do everything you want him to do, provide for you, take care of you, protect you, and this and this and that, but you can always say, no, I'm not going to do that. And then sometimes it ain't even got to do with sex, okay? Like, no, I'm not Dustin. How the fuck you ain't Dustin? You the one wanted this big-ass house. Realize this. A man does not buy a big house for himself. Okay, let's just be real. Only thing a man needs is a bed, a futon, a big-ass TV, a microwave, some dishes, and fat rye. That's all we need. We don't start wanting all this other shit that we get married, have kids. Now you need a four-bedroom crib. You need a three-car garage. You need all this other shit. Dumb-ass dining room furniture you don't sit on but twice a year. Dumbass living room furniture you don't sit on but twice a year, if that. Okay? You got more damn tables in your house than you ever thought you need and got more tables than you would ever sit on. Come on, man. Women, you got to realize the role that you play in a man's life. Okay? I don't know. Somebody email, somebody call us, tell me something. How is it that a woman can feel comfortable telling a man, no, I'm not going to do that? But you still expect that dude to be faithful. I'm just saying, man. I'm just throwing it on the table. Same with women. If you got a man, well, in that case, like I said, women don't have a paper trail, which is why most women, 98% of women that cheat never get caught because you don't have a paper trail. You can tell your husband, I'm going out with the girl. You think he's going to think twice about that? No. He's going to be like, all right, see your ass when you get home. I'm just glad you're out of the house. You're going to go hang out with your girl for, you be like, yo, okay, I'm going to be home at 2 o'clock. You're going to leave the house at 9 o'clock. You're going to hang out with your girls at 11 o'clock. Go to your boyfriend's house, get drilled out for an hour, hour and a half. Come back home, get your husband and kid hop right in the bed and go to sleep. You have no paper trail. That's why it's always easy for a woman to get out and do her dirt and come on back home. Your husband ain't going to be, well, you know, there are some deranged dudes out there. I used to have one homegirl who had this weird boyfriend who wanted to smell her underwear when she came back. Like, really? Why would you subject yourself to some dumb shit like that? That's what they damn much love in the world. I mean, I wish a woman would say, hey, Leo, when you come home, I'm going to smell your underwear. Really? Okay. I'll make sure right before I leave the club, I'll make sure I let a couple of, when I go take that last piss from all the alcohol and the beer, I'll make sure I let a couple drop right in the front of them underwear since you didn't need to smell them. I mean, that's stupid. But there are people that subject themselves to that kind of stuff. So now, back to our faithful men topic. So now, these guys, you know, of course, they're later stage, you know, and that is not to say that their sex drive is slowed down and all that, because the main focus of the conversation was on their women and why they felt that they wouldn't cheat. And, I mean, these dudes were, like, straight up keeping it real. They were like, man, this chick my best friend. We have fun together, whether we just hanging out, you know, going to the movies, whatever. We got a lot of things in common. You know, she don't nag me. You know, she takes the initiative. I mean, if you see a damn glass on the table, don't damn call me from upstairs and say, hey, you left a glass down here. Let's get the damn glass and take it in the kitchen. You know, it's like all that little shit. You know, like one thing that really irks me is you drive a damn car to get on damn E and then, you know, come home and say, well, hey, could you go put some gas in my car? Hell no. You just get your ass up early in the morning before you go to work and put some gas in it. It's just all that little stuff that really drives a man insane. Okay? But these guys say that their women don't do that. They keep them happy in the house. They keep them happy in the bed. You know, and they keep them happy spiritually, and they keep them happy you know, in just all the other ways. And, you know, every dude, I think every dude deserves that. And I think every woman deserves to be happy also. Because at the same time, you know, if the woman's taking care of you and you taking care of the woman, then you're not really concerned about that, about anything popping off. Now, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to give you guys another little insight about a lot of men also. And I can't say all men. These just guys that I know. But a lot of guys don't worry about they woman cheat. I mean, let me explain it like this, because I've had to explain this shit 1,000 times. A man, hey, you got to realize this. A man and a woman, when you walk out the front door of your house, both of y'all have the same opportunity to cheat. Both of y'all have the same opportunity to get harassed. Both of y'all have the same opportunity to put yourself in a compromising position. I hate it when women say, well, you know, I wouldn't put myself in that situation and blah, blah. Man, get the hell out of here. Every day that you walk out of your house, there is a guy that looks at you, not a guy, probably 50, 60 guys that look at you and say, you know what? Man, if I had a chance, I would hit that. This is why I don't understand how women have self-esteem issues. To me, I just think, I don't know, it's just, you know, you got your, everybody got their own conflict. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got something about themselves that they don't like. I mean, shit, I don't like my little skinny-ass legs. Because everybody in my family got big calves except me. I don't know what happened, but guess what? It's a dude in a wheelchair that would love to have my little Slim Jim so he can get up out of that chair and walk around. So everybody has an issue with themselves. This is part of being a human. But every day somebody looks at you. I don't care what you look like. I don't care if you're a midget. I don't care if you're short, you tall, you fat, you skinny, you blue-black, you light-skinned, you white, you green, you gray, you African, you Indonesian. It don't damn matter. You Indian, even if you want your Muslim chick wrapped up with only your damn eyes showing. Every day you walk out your house, some dude look at you and say, man, I would smash that if I had a chance to. I don't understand. So, like, every day some woman looks at your man and say, you know what? I would hit that if I had a chance to. Now, women are not brave enough to walk up to a man and say, hey, how you doing? There are a few out there that will say, hey, how you doing? You know, you kind of cute. Can I get your number? I mean, I've been hit on at the club. The shit was flattering as hell to me. But, you know, and I got some homeboys that, you know, I go out with them, and women just walk up and get them their damn phone number because, you know, that don't never happen to me. But I got a couple of boys that, you know, if you hang around these cats and you don't have no confidence, you'll be traumatized a night hanging out with them. But every day somebody looks at you and say, you know what? If I had a chance, I would hit that. You know, I think the biggest problem with people and self-esteem is that people try to be something that they're not. You know what I'm saying? And their presentation. A lot of times people presentation, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know I got a little extra insulation on me. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to see me wearing no tight-ass Under Armour shirt. I'm just saying. Ladies, if you're a big girl, don't be wearing this tight shit. You put yourself in your own category. You know what I'm saying? If you're a nicely thick, well-built woman, dress to your strength. Don't dress to your weakness. If you got a whole bunch of rolls, wear one of them little girdle things like all the other women do. Don't be wearing no short shirt with all your damn rolls hanging out. It puts you in another category. That's just like if you see a guy with a suit on, okay? And I'm going to give you guys a perfect example. If you saw two guys with a suit on, both of them got blue suits, both of them got wingtip shoes on, they got a sky blue Oxford shirt, and they got a nice tie. But one dude His fingernails are well manicured. You know, he got one gold ring on. Okay? The other guy, his fingernails is well manicured, but he got a damn tattoo on his neck. What are you automatically thinking when you look at the guy, look at both of these guys, and then you notice from the front, you say, oh, man, them two handsome brothers. But then as soon as they turn to the side and you see that damn tattoo or ATL on his damn neck, whether he's in a $1,500 Brooks Brothers suit or not, what is your automatic thought? Oh, man, he a fucking thug or something. He must be a drug dealer. You automatically start thinking negative. And that's what I'm saying. When you dress a certain way, you put certain marks on your body in certain areas, you categorize yourself. I ain't got to think you're damn, I don't know if you're a thug or not, but I'm going to be a little bit more hesitant to walk up to the dude with the suit on with the ATL tattoo on his neck than I am with the other guy that just got the gold ring on and a clean shaved face. I'm just saying, if both of these dudes were financial analysts, okay, if both of these guys were financial analysts, and I walk up to both of them, I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to go with the dude that don't have a tattoo on his neck, because I'm going to think, well, shit, this nigga got a tattoo on his neck. Hey, he might do some jail time or something. I don't know if I trust him with my money. And young people don't think about shit like that. It's just amazing. They see dudes tattoos on their damn face, on their forehead, all over their hands and knuckles, and women the same way. How the hell career path you going down? But you wonder why you can't find that special person. Now, I'm not saying you might find a tattoo artist, a tattoo dude that he might, hey, y'all vibe. But I'm saying always critique your image. Sometimes you look at people like, did they look in the mirror before they walked out the damn door? Now, see, these guys, these faithful guys, they ain't worried about shit like that. They're not worried about it. Their wife or their girlfriend is completely aware of her image. She's completely aware of her value. And she's completely aware that she's in a special situation. Now, most guys are not going to walk around and be like, you know, I believe I had to pry this information out of these dudes, okay? You're not going to find too many dudes, but, you know, once you get older, you know, 40, 50, you know, you sit down and, you know, you have this conversation in the barbershop and you get 1,000 different answers. But, you know, there are some guys that will just be real and say, hey, man, I wouldn't cheat on my wife. And, you know, first thing, everybody's going to be like, well, why? And then the dude start laying it down. And as he's laying this stuff down, you hear everybody else saying, no, nah, I ain't got that. No, nah, I ain't got that. Or, you know, these young boys, they so fucking ignorant. Man, I wouldn't trust no bitches. Like, really, dude, you know, your mom's a woman, right? Your sister's a woman. I mean, would you like your dad to be up in the barbershop next to you saying, I wouldn't trust no bitches? These young dudes just fucking ignorant, man. You know, it just amazes me. These cats right here just a whole nother breed. But least to say, those brothers, they didn't like me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just sharing that information with whoever's listening besides Jade and Karen. But, you know, Empire's gone off, so I have hope again that I will build my little audience back up until Empire comes back on. Well, I had to get me something to drink, y'all. But, man, my little hour of the blew by as usual because I talk so much. But I hope that I enhance somebody's articulation of relationships tonight, and I hope that the information that I just gave y'all helped somebody out there. And if not, Karen, next time you meet a dude, make sure you ask, do you have a girlfriend, a wife, or cut buddy? That way, you got all your bases covered. Because if you met me, Karen, and you said, Leo, you got a girlfriend, or, you know, what, you got a girlfriend? I'm going to say no. You know what I'm saying? You say, well, you got a wife? I'm going to say no to that, too. Then I'm going to ask you, you have a boyfriend or a husband? You're going to say yes to either one. And then my next question is going to be, so can we get a drink next week? Or can we get a drink this evening? Or can we get a drink this weekend? See, at that point, you have your option to make your decision right then. See, women always think they're supposed to have all these options. You got enough information to make your decision right then. Because a dude's not going to care if you got a boyfriend or a husband. He only cares about, can I get with you? I'm not trying to get with your husband or your boyfriend. Can I get with you? Women, stop putting the horse before the carriage. You guys will be a lot more happy in your relationship and go a lot more smoother. Take it one day at a time. Don't try to figure out after one date whether this is the dude you're going to marry 3 years down the road and, you know, and all this other nonsense. Just take it one day at a time. And if you feel like you're wasting your time, then don't waste his money. Just say, hey, man, I ain't feeling you. Or, hey, I enjoyed it. Or we can be, you know, that old bullshit, we can be platonic friends. You know, that right there tells a guy right there, good, I'm glad you told me that so I ain't got to waste my money. So, you know, I might text you here and there, see if you're still alive or whatever, but that's good. I can respect that. So that's my conversation for tonight. And hopefully next week I have more listeners. You know, if people realize that your boy is back on the air live, because, you know, I wasn't getting no play with Empire on. So that's why your boy had to go ghost underground, runaway slave style, looking for Harriet Tubman, because I was talking to crickets. Everybody's watching Empire, so I figured I might as well go watch it too. So, anywho, this your boy Leo Garrett signing off for Relationship CPR. I will be back here next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Peace.